You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's beautiful, beautiful Northwest Side.
No, it's all right.
Didn't ask for your opinion.
That's right. I feel so unworthy to be at this table today because of our very special...
You are listening to
co-host.
Wayne Magyar's co-host and vice president and chief of staff of Loyola University Chicago. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
How are
you? Nice to see you. Excellent, excellent.
Good
How's
to see you. Very good. But but Wayne is correct. We do have on Catholic Community of Faith all the way from Florida the former host of Catholic Community of Faith and Relevant Radio 950.
I thought he was the founder. Wait a minute, Greg.
Tom Sheridan. Tom, good morning. Great to see you.
Well, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be back sitting in the studio again. It's a new studio. It's one that I had not seen before. You guys have moved into a wonderful padded room here, and probably that's where, you know, it's a good
where
good
we belong.
We belong in a padded room, right. And it's a great facility down here.
But don't call me the host. call me the co-host, because you and I started this show, these many, many years ago.
We started how many years ago, Tom?
God, it must have been, I think it was 2000.
So going back to the year 2000 and...
the Founders Circle.
The Founders Circle. So welcome.
Well,
and
now you're part
and
of the Founders
Tom
Circle.
Nice to see you.
Wayne, co-host, and Grazio Marcheschi, and I really don't enjoy working with Wayne or Graz. I'd rather have you back, Tom. And I hate to make that public, but...
I'm still impressed by the power and the ability of this radio show when we had it, and certainly now today, to reach out to the Catholic community in Chicago with stories of faith, with ideas and everything that talks about what it is to be Catholic in Chicago.
Diane Dunnigan and Jim Dish and Michael May and Brian Brock have done an excellent job to get the shows already lined up and the programs in order. And we are going to go right to our guest this morning. But, Tom, you're going to stay with us for the first half hour. We are taking phone calls at 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. And the topic for the full hour is the Bible, how to read it better, how to understand the framework and themes of the Bible. And we'll be giving away some valuable Bible resource books, compliments of liturgical training publications. We have with us via phone all the way from Washington, D.C., Mary Elizabeth Sperry, Associate Director for Utilization of the New American Bible for the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops. And Mary Elizabeth recently wrote an article for the Catholic New World that appears in the late August, early September issue of the Catholic New World. And it's entitled, 10 Tips to Make Bible Study More Fruitful for Catholics. And Mary Elizabeth will go through these tips and share other information about how to read the Bible. Mary Elizabeth from Washington, D.C., welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, Father. How are you today?
Good. How's the weather out by you?
It's gray and cloudy, actually, and a little bit cold. I think autumn is finally here, although they're saying it's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow.
And here in Chicago, about 66 and flash flood warnings, and cooler tomorrow for Halloween, and I think even better weather on Sunday for All Saints Day. But, you know, Mary Elizabeth, you wrote an excellent article, 10 Tips to Make Bible Study More Fruitful for Catholics. I want to be able to make sure you go through the 10 tips, but how did you come in writing that article?
Most of my work is involved in promoting the Bible and biblical literacy, encouraging Catholics to really take possession of this wonderful piece of our heritage. Scripture and tradition are both essential to revelation, and I wanted to make sure that Catholics get a really solid sense of the importance of the Bible. And our media relations department here has a wonderful process where they have articles on topics of interest to Catholics. And they said, you know, the Bible is really a big thing. Why don't you write something for us? And so I did. And we put together these 10 points to help Catholics really embrace this important part of our tradition.
Mary Elizabeth, before you came up with the 10 points, what were some of the things that you and the folks that worked on this with you found out about Catholics and how they use the Bible today?
There are a lot of myths about Catholics in the Bible. One of them is that the church doesn't want us to read the Bible, which is just a complete myth. We can go back over 100 years of church documents where the popes have been saying every Catholic family should have a Bible. At the very least, if they can't afford a whole Bible, at least the Gospels. They should read it as a family. This is important. I can take you back to texts over 100 years old that include statements like that from the Holy Father. You know, the whole idea that Catholics shouldn't read the Bible, the church doesn't want us reading it on our own because, you know, that would be bad.
Well, Mary Elizabeth, this is a continuing, it's a continuing ongoing myth, as you call it. It's obviously got some history to it because I know as long as I have been involved in the Catholic Church and doing catechesis and preaching and all of that, I know that Catholics don't read the Bible. I know that they never felt encouraged to do it. I suspect that the story did not filter down as well as it probably should have. Now, maybe we're doing that better. I know we're doing that better today.
We are. It's very rare that you find a Catholic parish nowadays that does not have a Bible study, that doesn't encourage people to have Bibles at home to read them. Our Catholic catechetical textbooks all include substantial amounts of Scripture. We talk about the Bible and the importance of Scripture and tradition in the church in our catechetical sessions and in our adult faith formation programs. And all of those are wonderful. With the reforms of the Second Vatican Council, one of the things that the Council Fathers encouraged is that in our liturgies, that the feast of the Bible should be open to people.
Mary Elizabeth, you know, so much of our adult habits are formed early in our lives, and especially through elementary school, high school, when we get first exposure to a variety of outside influences and materials like the Bible. With the technology age that we live in today and how young people get their information and how they absorb and learn, did that reality change how you went about coming up with these 10 points on how to read the Bible?
It did not really, for the simple reason these are basics, they don't deal with the technology and the methods. It has affected how we approach the Bible and promoting it here at the Bishop's Conference. For example, the entire New American Bible is posted online. People can search it, people can read it online. For more than 10 years now, we've been posting the daily readings every day so people can follow along with the church's readings. Even if they can't make Mass on a given day, they can keep up with the readings. For almost 3 years now, we've offered a podcast of the daily readings, so people can carry it with them in their cars, on their iPods, on their other MP3 players. They can listen to the Bible while they run. And we've offered other scriptural resources in audio version as well. For example, for Advent, we'll have a Festival of Lessons and Carols, which is a biblical reflection. It's a very old form of a Bible vigil, reflecting on the on salvation history. So we offered those resources in new ways.
Well, I think it's still going to come down to people like Father Greg at the parish level to really make that Bible story and Bible information available.
You know, maybe along those lines, both from what Tom said and Wayne, Mary Elizabeth, the question I would have for you is, when an individual as a child, and this takes off from what Wayne mentioned earlier, that we form certain habits. So, for example, a child about to play the piano, a child about to play football, whatever to learn, you try to create habits and proper habits. What has been your experience of people in reading the Bible? What's the first thing they sometimes do wrong in reading the Bible? You know, what bad, I usually have, but like, what's maybe a bad habit people have gotten into about the Bible?
They start with preconceptions that are wrong, that they're not going to understand, that the Bible is too complicated, it's too old-fashioned, it only speaks to people who lived 2,000 years ago or more. And they start with those things, that it doesn't have something to say for them today, or that it doesn't speak to our reality today. And when you start with that point of view, you're going to approach the Bible not from a position of faith, but from a position of looking for the mistakes. and you try to you think the Bible is what it's not, it's the story of humans' relationship with God, and God loving us and saving us and being with us and telling us all the things we need to know, all those truths we need to understand for our salvation. And if we start with that story, you know, parents think they have to tell the whole story all at once.
You know, on that note, we're going to take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majars and Tom Sheridan. Our guest is Mary Elizabeth Sperry, Associate Director for Utilization of the New American Bible for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. We come back, we're going to have Mary Elizabeth talk to us about the 10 tips to make study of the Bible more fruitful. We'll be back right after a break.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com to view our photo gallery and catch up on the latest news. Subscribe to the Catholic New World online at your parish church during our subscription drive or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Come enjoy more than 250 wines from around the world at Catholic Charities' 9th Annual Divine Affair on January 31st at the Union League Club in Chicago. Catholic Charities hosts this annual event to benefit its self-sufficiency programs for poor families. Tickets cost $100 and include wine tasting and appreciation seminars and a silent auction. A special reduced rate will be offered to designated drivers. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/DVINE or call 312-655-7912 for details.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Wayne Majars, Tom Sheridan, and Father Greg Sackowitz, a trifecta this morning on the program. And our guest is Mary Elizabeth Sperry, who's the Associate Director for the Utilization of the New American Bible for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is our guest. Mary Elizabeth, before the break, and we want to get to the 10 points that you covered in your work, but before the break you were talking about one of the mistakes that people make when they read the Bible, and that is that they really don't read it with an open mind and believe that there's actually something in it for them. One of the 10 points, and maybe we could hit at least half of them during this segment of the show, is the importance of prayer, both before you begin taking in the Bible and as you finish. Let's start with that and then go through at least a few of the 10 points.
Okay. Reading the Bible should always be a prayerful act. We should start with a prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to open our minds and hearts, to listen to what God has to say to us. And if we end with a prayer, we can ask God to put the Word into action in our lives, to help it bear fruit in our lives, because the Word should always bear fruit in our lives. One of the last points is that reading it isn't enough. If we don't live the Scripture, we've just read a book. And that we need to approach the Bible with this sense of prayer, with the sense that it can transform us. It's not like reading a novel or a history book or a play. It's reading the Word of God. in human words, and it needs to have an effect in our lives. It needs to have impact. It needs to change who we are and how we live.
Okay, second point, Bible reading is for Catholics.
Exactly. About 1 year ago, Cardinal George was in Rome at the Synod on the Word of God and the Life and Mission of the Church. Bishops from all over the world talked about it and how important it is for Catholics to read the Bible, to make it part of their daily prayer lives, to reflect on Scripture. There's no reason why a parent putting their child to bed at night can't tell a story from the Bible instead of reading a children's book. What about telling the story of one of our great ancestors from the Bible, Abraham and Sarah, Noah and the Ark, Daniel and the Lion's Den? They're wonderful stories that kids aren't raised with anymore, that they should be hearing every day.
You know, along those lines, I remember a story of a young man who goes to a priest and says, you know, Father, I have been through the Bible 5 times. And the priest said, young man, how many times has the Bible been through you? And so it's not a matter of just reading the Bible, but going back to your first point, Mary Elizabeth, about prayer at the beginning and the end. How about number three, get the whole story?
You want to make sure you always get a Catholic edition of the Bible, because it will include all the books that the Church holds to be inspired. A Catholic Bible will also include introductions and notes to help you understand the text. Yes, the Bible was written over 2,000 years ago, most of it, and it uses words, it uses terms, it uses images that may not be familiar to us. Some of the text is plays on words in Hebrew. Unless you can read the original Hebrew, you don't know where the play on words are. And so those notes will help you to understand those things. So you always want to make sure you have that with you.
Well, that's also part of the understanding that, as you say, I think in tip number four, that it's not just one book. People don't say, I'm going to read the Bible. Well, it's not just the Bible. It's a whole collection of stories and books by various authors about various points of faith, various times that they were written. You know, it's different. It's a whole library, right?
Exactly. It's a whole library, and there are different kinds of books. And if you don't understand the different kinds of the genres of the books, you won't understand it well. You wouldn't walk into your local public library and pull a section out of a book out of mystery fiction and a book out of science and expect to read them the same way. Hopefully you would not do that.
Yeah, this is why Bible study and some organized understanding of it is important, too.
It's very helpful, especially for people just approaching it for the first time, because it can help take away some of the fear that they're going to misunderstand it.
And Mary Elizabeth, another point that you mentioned is that it's important to recognize that the Bible is not a history book.
It's not a history book. There is history in it. There's absolutely history in it, but it's not intended to be a history. The people who were writing it under the divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit weren't trying to write down everything that happened in the societies of their time. They were writing about the relationship of God with the people he has called to salvation. The evangelists were writing about what Jesus did in his ministry in light of his death and resurrection. And if we don't, we need to read it that way as well. If we expect that they're writing down history, like, you know, there's a little scribe following Jesus writing down every word he said, you know, if today he'd have been on YouTube, that's not what it is. And if we're holding it to that kind of standard, you know, a little transcript, you know,
well,
Sermon on the Mount is press conference with a transcript, we're not understanding it.
There's your next project for the U.S. Conference of bishops, and that would be to put the Bible on YouTube, various books.
Yeah, the thing is, beside that, the thing I've found with people is two things. Number one, many people like to begin with the book of Revelation, which is not the place to start. And number two, when people say, I'm going to read the Bible, they start with Genesis and try to go through the entire Bible, and to me that is not the way to begin. Maybe we're going to take a break here, Mary Elizabeth. When we come back and speak to those two points, we're listening to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Our phone number 312-255-8408. Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars, Tom Sheridan, and our guest is Mary Elizabeth Sperry. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
For four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has strived to improve the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Throughout Cook and Lake County, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe, help the homeless and the elderly, and defend the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. Break the cycle of poverty. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Help unwrap the spirit this holiday season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to join us in helping children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit by sponsoring a family, donating a toy, or volunteering with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Sister Mary Paul McCaughey, Superintendent of Catholic Schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago, will speak at Holy Name Cathedral on Wednesday evening, November 4th at 6:30 p.m. Her topic is Grace and Guts, Creating the Future of Catholic Education. Sister Mary Paul is a lively and dynamic speaker who will provide insights into the challenges facing the future of Catholic school education in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Her approach and analysis are based on 37 years of experience as a teacher and school administrator. All are welcome. The presentation will be given in the Cathedral Parish Center Cafeteria at the corner of Chicago and State Street. Parking is available in the Holy Name Cathedral lot. Light refreshments will be served at 6:15 p.m. Sister Mary Paul's presentation starts at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday evening, November 4th. Don't miss it.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
Are we losing
Tom,
concentration?
You can now appreciate on how bossy he can be.
Are we losing? Are we having concentration problems today, Wayne?
Wayne Majors, Father Greg Sekwitz, and Tom Sheridan with us this morning on the program. Our telephone number is 312-255-8408, and our guest this morning is Mary Elizabeth Sperry. She is the Associate Director for Utilization of the New American Bible for the USCCB.
And Mary Elizabeth, the question I asked before the break was, many people, not of course not all, but many people like to begin with the book of Revelation. And secondly, I found that many people say, I'm going to read the Bible. They start with Genesis. By the time they get to Exodus, they stop. Why do people sometimes begin that way?
Well, there is a value in starting with Genesis and going through to Revelation. The church arranged it in this canon for a purpose, and there's something you can learn. I'm not sure that I would do it that way my first time through, just because it can get a little bit difficult. Some people will make it through Exodus, but then they get to the list of laws in Leviticus or the genealogies in Numbers, and it gets really, really challenging to keep going.
Yeah, that gets a little bit, I don't want to say slow, but it can be laborious.
It's difficult. There's something to be learned there, but it can be difficult to read it. What I always, and starting with Revelation, while it's certainly exciting, that will not be slow or laborious. It is one of the most difficult books to understand because it's a genre that we don't work in very often anymore.
Mary Elizabeth, you want to get through the last 5 points before we have to go, but another one of the 10 tips is to be sure to read the Bible in context.
Exactly. And this is something that Pope Benedict XVI has been very, very strong about, that this understanding that we need to interpret every element of the Bible in the context of the whole Bible. He calls it canonical exegesis. But it's very important that we understand each piece as it relates to other pieces. No piece of the Bible stands alone. It's all part of God's message to us. And you'll often see people who will try to pull out one phrase in the Bible to prove their point, and they take it completely out of its context. We don't do that as Catholics. We read the entire Word of God, and we understand it in one context. And it's very important to do that. And that's where a good Bible with notes and cross-references will help you, because it'll give you some of that context.
Well, that again is the way we kind of have to relate the Old Testament to the New Testament. And that's sometimes difficult for people because they don't recognize the connection unless they look for it or maybe get some study guides.
Exactly. There are wonderful cross references in basically every Catholic Bible you're going to find. So you can look at how the New Testament authors, especially Matthew and Paul, used the Old Testament richly. And Paul was a wonderful scholar of Scripture, and he used the Scriptures of the Jewish people, his Scriptures, to illuminate what he had learned about Jesus and his Passion, Death, and Resurrection. And so there'll be lots of notes to help you understand it. The Old Testament is the Word of God, and it has its value as the story of God and the people he has called to himself. However, we always read it in light of the new. We don't pretend that Jesus didn't come, that didn't complete the story.
The thing is now, one of them that really fascinates me, in fact, you've got 10 tremendous tips here, Mary Elizabeth, is I really fascinated by number 9. What is God saying to me?
Exactly.
Say something about that. I mean, that to me, I think it's so important in the lives as a believer is to prayerfully read the Scripture, but somehow, what does this passage or this verse or this chapter say about my life right now? So say something about that.
Exactly. This is a process that the church calls actualization. What is God saying to me in Scripture? The relationship of God with God's people, with the church, continues even today through us. And the Bible continues to speak to us. It continues to inform our lives. Now, the thing that is a danger to us that we have to be wary of is people who want to pick up the Bible, open it, read it, and say, what is this piece saying to me without thinking about it? The church talks about how we have to understand what the literal sense is. What does this text say? What did it mean to the people who read it? How have the wonderful people of the church throughout history understood this text? Which is one of the other points. You don't read alone. We read in the context of a church that has been thinking about and praying about these texts for 2,000 years. We don't have to figure it all out by ourselves. We have lots of help. And look at what they've said, how they've understood the text, the insights that they can give us. And then, reflecting all that, what does that say to me? What is God calling me to at this time? You'll bring the context of my life to this text as well.
And Mary Elizabeth, lastly, it's important that we recognize it's not just reading. It's actually the reflection, the prayer, and actually putting those words into action.
Exactly. It is a way of relating to God. It's being in conversation with God. And if the last thing we talk about is Lectio Divina, that's not a bad idea. That's what Lectio Divina is. It is literally divine reading, reading the Scripture, reflecting on it in meditation, praying over it, contemplating it, and then going out and living it.
Mary Elizabeth, what's your favorite book of the Bible?
Luke.
Why?
I said it first.
Luke, because that was the gospel read on the morning that I was born, the reading for which I was named Mary Elizabeth, Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth.
Now, that's fascinating. I mean, I like that answer.
Now, I always encourage people to read Acts of the Apostles first because it gives such a tremendous sense of Christian community, faith, and just how it is to live as a Christian.
Yeah, too bad Wayne wasn't born the day they read Melchizedek. Your name.
I live in great gratitude that I was not born on the day of Jezebel or one of the, or Jephthah's daughter or something like that.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, I mean, what I could have ended up with.
Now, Mary Elizabeth, we're just about to run out of time here, so I want to make sure that our listeners can get additional information and refer back to the 10 points that your office has worked on. Can you give us telephone number, website, and where our listeners might get some additional information?
We are at www.usccb.org.
Once again, Mary Elizabeth.
www.usccb.org.
Okay.
And one of the highlights on the one of the first tabs on the page is Bible, and I will make sure that we put a direct link from the front page of the Bible to this article for people.
Perfect. Mary Elizabeth Sperry, who is the Associate Director for the Utilization of the New American Bible for the USCCB, has been our guest. Mary Elizabeth, thanks very much for being with us this morning, and continued good luck with all your good work.
Thank you very
God
much.
Bless. Thank you, Mary Elizabeth.
You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It's 9:29 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
you like to support bringing in Jason Everett and other dynamic chastity programs that reach about 25,000 teens and young adults locally every year? Would you like to hear an internationally renowned leader from the Vatican discuss how U.S. policies on abortion and contraception are impacting Africa and the world? On Sunday, November 22nd, the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago is honored to welcome Cardinal Francis Arinze of Nigeria, the Vatican's Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. Come hear this tremendous leader of the Church and our beloved Cardinal Francis George at the Educating Minds Inspiring Hearts Benefit Dinner for the Chastity Education Initiative. To reserve your seats to hear Cardinal Arinze, call the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355 or go to our website, respectlifechicago.org. Join us on Sunday, November 22nd for a great evening for a great cause.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Time in Chicago is 9:33, right up on this cloudy, rainy Friday morning in Chicago, with co-host Wayne Madjars, Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University, and special co-host from Florida, former host Tom Sheridan, visiting with us here
member
today.
Member of the Founders Circle.
Member of the Founders Circle. Of the,
it's wonderful to be back.
Member of the Host Club. And we have two wonderful new guests in studio. We have Mary Dealey, Pastoral Associate at Shield Center, at Shield Catholic Center at Northwestern University. Mary holds a Master of Divinity from Yale Divinity School and a PhD in Hebrew Scripture and Early Christian Literature from Northwestern. And Mary is the author of Keeping the Seasons, Reproductibles for Advent, Christmas, and has given presentations on the Bible during Theology on Tap, a wonderful program. Mary will describe the general framework of the Bible for our listeners, present some of our major themes of the Bible, and discuss how to better understand the Sunday readings, the lectionary. With us also in studio, Mary Fox, another Mary, an editor at Liturgical Training Publications, LTP, a publishing house of the Archdiocese of Chicago that serves the Church's proclamation of the Good News. Mary is a journalist who holds a master's degree in religious studies. Mary currently edits magazines at LTP and was a former editor of At Home with the Word. Mary also will have several LTP Bible Relation publications to give away to our listeners by calling 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. Just call in And Mary has a gift for you. Mary and Mary, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
And free stuff.
And free
stuff. We have Mary, Mary, and free stuff.
Those introductions took so long, we have to go to a break
time
now.
Thanks for being here.
Delighted to be here.
Mary Daly, let's start with you. We've spent the last half hour of the program talking with Mary Elizabeth Sperry on how Catholics, for purposes of reading the Bible, ought to go about that. And you've probably heard a variety of those tips before. But for many Catholics, their exposure, if you will, to the Bible really comes in the form of the Sunday readings as part of Mass, either Sunday or daily. Help us link the two. And for someone who may not spend a lot of time outside of Mass with the Bible, tell us a little bit about how the Sunday readings actually work in conjunction with or chronologically with the Bible.
The Sunday readings really come together in wonderful ways to help us understand both the seasons and to understand the framework of Scripture. So we hear an Old Testament reading, we hear an apostolic letter, usually a letter from Paul or the book of Revelation, and we hear a gospel. And all of these will help the reader to get a picture, if you will, of both the place of God in their lives and the living word nature of Scripture. And when I think about Scripture, I like to think about frameworks. So how does the reader listen to those in a way that helps them to understand what they're hearing? A few years ago, a gentleman named Jack Miles wrote a wonderful book called God, a Biography. And in it, he suggested a framework for the Hebrew portion of the Scriptures. He said in the first five books, we hear stories about God's acts, God's act of creation and God's act of Exodus. In the portion of the prophets, we hear God speaking through the prophets. And in the portion of the writings, the Psalms, Job, the wisdom literature, God is really silent, and we are forced to remember what God has done and God has said, and to see God through the lens of the experience of our lives. I thought this was a wonderful framework to begin to think about how to listen to Scripture, so that when we hear a story from the Pentateuch, those first five books mm-hmm. of the Bible, the question of what is God doing in my life? How is God acting in the lives of the people is a wonderful question to sort of unlock the secret of that. When I hear a quotation from the prophets or a reading from the prophets, to ask, what is God saying to us now? And when I hear a reading from the wisdom literature or the psalm response, to ask, how is my life revealing God? How is the life of the world revealing God to us? What do we remember? In the New Testament, we can do this a similar kind of thing. We can ask in the Gospels, what is God doing? What is Jesus doing for us now? How does Jesus continue to be present to us today? When I hear the letters of Paul or the other apostles, I can ask, how is God transforming us? Because those are really about God transforms.
And maybe along those lines, Mary Fox, an editor at Liturgical Training Publications, we talk about the Sunday lectionary, which is on a three-year cycle, ABC, 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 just keeps rotating. And on a daily basis, year one, year two, year one, year two, what I think people, and maybe help our listeners understand, by going to liturgy, going to Mass every weekend, at the end of the 3 years, they'll have actually heard a good portion of the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Just say something about the three-year cycle, kind of taking off from what Mary talked about. And by the way, call in 312-255-8408, and Mary Fox has a gift for you.
The three-year cycle helps people, as Father said, to become better acquainted with the Scriptures. And at Liturgy Training Publications, we have resources that people can read before Mass or after Mass or with a group. Many people read At Home with the Word, which is published annually, to reflect on the Scriptures. In this year's At Home for 2010, Dan Schultz, who chairs the Religious Studies Department and directs the St. Clair Center for Ministry Formation at Cardinal Sturt University, and Margaret Nutting Ralph, who directs the Master of Arts of Pastoral Studies at Lexington Theological Seminary, they have written the insights. And so people can understand the history of what they're reading. They can see, understand the context that the scripture has been written in, and there's a reflection for their lives and discussion questions.
We need to go to a break here, but I want to say with Liturgical Training Publications, LTP, our liturgy team uses many items from LTP, including At Home with the Word, excellent resources, and we'll get a phone number and a web page later on, but anything from LTP is outstanding material, just as Mary said. You're listening to a Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. The time is 9:40. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Sister Rosemary Conley celebrates her 40th year at the helm of Misericordia. We'll visit with Sister Rosemary and witness the wonderful work being done at Misericordia for people with disabilities. And we'll talk with Cardinal George about his new book, The Difference God Makes, A Catholic Vision of Faith, Communion, and Culture.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome back into the program. Our guest is Mary Dealey, who is the pastoral associate at the Shiel Catholic Center at Northwestern University, and Mary Fox, editor at LTP.
Liturgy house, Training Publications.
Liturgy Training Publications, right. Publishing house here at the Archdiocese of Chicago.
You know, we spent the first half hour talking about how important it is for Catholics to read the Bible. And I think it's very important because, you know, even remembering the myth that Mary Elizabeth Sherry did talk about, the Catholics still don't read the Bible enough. And so we've got, you know, two women in here with wonderful experience who are saying, read the Bible, but also read all of the resource material with it. Mary Fox, you're sitting here with a pile of books in front of you, some of which we're going to give away, but also they're here to encourage people to read the Bible in a certain way. And you know, and Mary Dealey, you've doing the same thing. Why is it so important to put the two of those together?
I think for many people, reading scripture is a little bit of a scary enterprise. Will I understand it? There are sometimes words I don't know, and there are things that happen that are absolutely befuddling. Why would God choose to, or why would Jesus choose to wither a fruit tree? And so reading with awareness is very helpful, but I actually tell students to read first, read what they're reading out loud. Read it because it's meant to be heard, And often new insights will come. The other thing I'll do is tell them if they know a foreign language, read it in the foreign language. It's a wonderful example of Blessed Are the Meek, which we often have in English. In French is Heureux sont les débonnaires, happy are the débonnaires. And suddenly you're thinking about Fred Astaire and not someone who's really kind of turned in on
this. I'm glad I know English.
Does translation still get in the way here from one language to the other, and can it muck up the waters with meaning and translation? And
certainly the word, excuse me, the words that we choose to translate, we say often in scripture studies, translation is already interpretation. And so if we have a translation that goes out of its way to be completely literal, it is sometimes a little bit confusing to read. Often Paul's sentences go on forever if you do them literally. And so you have to be able to read out loud to get some of the meaning of that. And other translations which will try to use the conventions of regular English will maybe break that up into a sentence or two. So yeah, translation can make a difference. And we have both very literal translations, New American Bible, Revised Standard Version, and some very liberal translations like New International or New English Version, and even the Jerusalem Bible, which is a translation of a translation.
And Mary Fox from LTP Liturgy Training Publications, give us two books that you would like to give away, and our phone number is 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. And Mary, name two books we will give away to listeners. Also, to the first listener, you will also get a picture of Wayne Magyar's First Holy Communion at no extra charge, had from Tom Sheridan's
framed
in Tom Sheridan's baptism. So this is a little extra we're throwing here on this program today, which you just caught me in a good mood, everybody. So, Mary, give us two books to give away.
Well, let me give you three books to give away.
Wait. Daily Diane Dunnigan, can we give away three books? Oh, yes. Okay, name three books. Three books, Mary.
Daily Prayer 2010, which helps people reflect on each reading of the day. And At Home with the Word 2010.
Okay.
And the Spanish Palabra de Dios. So that will contain, just as At Home with the Word contains the scriptures for each Sunday and a reflection, and Palabra de Dios does.
We'll let our first caller at 312-255-8408 name the book he or she would want. And Mary Fox, question. Our first guest in the first half hour spoke about tips on how to read the Bible. From your perspective, give us a tip you'd like to share with our listeners regarding scripture and Bible reading.
When I prepare to be a lector, I like to read a portion of it and then close my eyes and think of how that is, how that relates to me, and put myself in that reading. And then I read another portion of it. And I just meditate on that portion of the reading. And this takes a while, but it makes a difference. It transforms me as I'm reading that.
And how about for you, Mary Dealey? A tip you'd like to give to our listener about reading Scripture, studying Scripture, praying Scripture?
I certainly would echo Mary's comment to read it with expression and put yourself into it. And then allow the word I often like to work with, words that stick out, a serendipity. So what word stands out to me? It might be the word peace, or it might be a command of Jesus, or it might be not afraid, something like that.
And it might be a different phrase every day.
And it might be a different phrase every day. It will depend on what you're reading, and allow that to guide the meditation and to kind of run around.
And I think that is so important to know that for all our listeners. In reading the scripture, what hits me today may not hit me tomorrow, because for all of us, we're not the same person today as we were yesterday or next week. Allow the Spirit to move. Again, our phone number, 312-255-8408. Two people did call Diane, but they hung up. To call, stay on the line to get your name and number and then to give you the gift as a giveaway. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Magyar, Tom Sheridan, and our guests are Mary Dealey and Mary Fox. 312-255-8408. We'll be back right after a break.
For four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has invested in the human spirit, improving the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Here's Cardinal Francis George.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is designed to help people who are usually poor to figure out, with a little bit of help, how they can help themselves, and in that way, to break the cycle of poverty.
From the far northern reaches of Lake County to the southeast side of Chicago, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe and out of gangs, help the homeless get back on their feet, care for the elderly, and protect the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. The need is great. Your help is critical. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is committed to battling the root causes of poverty through faith and through action. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Do you want to make a real difference in saving lives? Then join us for the Chicago Area 40 Days for Life Prayer Campaign. Chicago is one of 216 cities participating in this 40-day, 24-hour-a-day peaceful vigil outside abortion clinics nationwide. Last year, more than 20 babies and women were saved from abortion here in Chicago. Get involved. For more information, call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355. Or go to our website at 40daysforlife.com/Chicago. That's 40daysforlife.com/Chicago. Get involved in saving lives through the power of prayer today.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Mary Dealey from the Shield Center at Northwestern is our guest, and Mary Fox, editor at LTP. Mary Dealey, one of the projects that you've been working on is Keeping the Seasons, reproducibles for Advent Christmas. Advent, believe it or not, 4 weeks from Sunday. Tell us a little bit about the project.
The project was really an effort to have a daily little reflection or project and a Sunday prayer for every single day of Advent and Christmas, the Advent and Christmas seasons. There'll be another one coming out for Lent and Easter. And this is an opportunity on a single page. As you print this out, you can have a full week laid out before you that has a prayer, that has a little reflection on Sunday, and has a little reflection for every single day.
Okay, we have two of these on CD-ROM to give away to the next two callers at 312-255-8408.
And the three books that Mary was providing as a gift, thank you to our three callers who did call in. They will be mailed to you, and as Wayne just mentioned, now call for the reproducibles for Advent Christmas. Again, 312-255-8408. It's early Christmas around here, Tom.
Real quick question. Reproducible, define.
What that means is that Liturgy Training Publications, in a wonderful gesture, has arranged for these to be, for parishes to be able to put in their bulletins if they want to reproduce a little piece, a single day for their bulletin, or if you want to use it for catechesis, you can reproduce it for your classes.
It was more than two syllables, and I didn't get it right away.
It's a great cost saving for parishes and schools.
Did I hear cost saving as a pastor? Right. I like you, Mary.
Right. So they get order this CD, and then they can print off thousands of them, and so that every person in their parish could have this reflection on for that week of the year.
Father Greg is calling in right now to get
right.
a copy of it.
Mom, call in. And Mary Dealey, we talked about some of the ways to read the Bible, but we just have a couple of minutes left. Give us some of the themes of the Bible that really strike your heart.
The first theme that strikes me always is remember and do not forget. I think remembering is the most important command of the Scripture. And if we remember who we are, then we can make decisions all over again. If we remember we are dust and into dust we shall return, that beginning, we can make a decision to follow God at that moment. If we remember that we are present at the Eucharist, remember this is my body and this is my blood, we can make that decision to follow Jesus all over again. So remember and don't forget is one of the principal themes of Scripture. And among the many others, how does God transform us? Transformation is another theme, that we have been given a free gift of grace. Grace transforms us and makes us whole.
Mary Fox, tell us in your role at LTP some of the things that might be on the horizon in the future for additional publications or products that are going to help not only parishes and pastors, but the Catholic faithful overall.
Well, for Advent, we have a new publication, What Am I Doing for Advent This Year? It too, is a cost savings for parishes because they're only a dollar a piece. And people can look at them, reflect on the scriptures, and learn more about the Catholic practices during Advent. I think that many people think of the Advent calendar as something with 25 days on it that they get a piece of candy from. But no, they can learn about the O Antiphons. They can read pray the Magnificat in this publication. And there's spaces here for people to reflect on how they want to use the Advent season for their spiritual life. We also have What Am I Doing for Lent? What Am I Doing for Triduum? And teen publications for What Am I Doing for Lent and Triduum. So they're very... the resources that don't cost a lot of money that people can get much spiritual benefit from.
We have received, Mary, go ahead, Tom.
Mary, those are very powerful books. I've seen some of them before. They're very, very good. But what have you got against candy?
That's right. I have nothing against candy. I like a chocolate every day.
That's my problem. So do I. According to Diane Dunnigan, our producer, we have received 8 phone calls. We have 8 giveaways, including Mary's purse. We're down. We have nothing else to give away. So no more phone calls, but thank you for our listeners for 8 giveaways this morning, thanks to Mary Fox of Liturgy Training Publications. Mary, in the last few minutes, for our listeners, with all these resources, that I hope people understand that there are ways to help them in reading the Bible, as ways to encourage people to open up the Scripture. If you were to invite our listeners to read the Bible, where would you have them begin?
I would probably have most of them begin with the Gospels and the Gospel stories, but I would also I would pull out the stories of humor and joy, like the story of Jonah, for instance, mm-hmm. that just make us laugh. But then apply the same things. What is God saying to me in the story? What is it that I run away from God with? What job does God have for me that I'm running away from? And how do I get back onto the shore?
Is there a danger in, and I have to ask this question, is there a danger in over-analyzing, over-reflecting? I mean, is there such a thing, or is it just a different experience for everyone?
I think it is a different experience for everyone. Is there a danger in getting so bogged down, yes.
Yeah. Trying to force meaning where they're...
And right. Don't force meaning. Kind of row by it on the rowboat and wave at it and say, what is there on the shore for me to see?
And on that note, we need to bring today's program to a close. You've been listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950. The time is 9:58 on this cloudy, rainy morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, along with co-host Wayne Madjars and special guest all the way from Florida, former host of Catholic Community of Faith, Tom Sheridan. Tom, great being with you and great seeing you again.
It's been a long time. It's great to be here. It's a kick being on the air again.
Stop by anytime.
And Mary Fox of LTP, give us a phone number and webpage real quickly.
www.ltp.org.
Okay, www.ltp.org. So thank you to Mary Fox of LTP and Mary Dealey, Pastoral Associate at Shiel Catholic Center at Northwestern. Special thank you to our wonderful producer, Diane Dunnigan, and excellent engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. To our listeners, God bless. Great weekend.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.